This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Historically, old firefighting foams have driven the spread of PFAS, a family of forever chemicals that only recently have been studied and linked to a variety of negative health effects. An alternative to PFAS-laden foam exists. It's called soy foam, and it's developed right here in western Wisconsin. Soy foam is made from soybeans. It's developed by a Georgia-based company, Cross Plains Solutions, where David Garley is managing partner and chief tech officer. Soy foam was tested at Chippewa Valley Technical College's Fire Safety Center, which Garley says has state-of-the-art facilities. He says the center's been a critical resource for addressing two specific challenges, making it as effective as PFAS-based foams and improving its shelf life.
My team and I would come up with the samples. We'd give it to the professionals here at CVTC, and they ran it through a whole battery of different tests. And then the feedback that the firefighters would give us, we would take back to the lab, make those changes, and provide another prototype.
Chris Turner is the lead technician at the Fire Safety Center. He says they're hoping to prevent the use of chemicals we still don't know are bad for us yet, especially for firefighters.
But the real difference with soy foam is they've committed to, first and foremost, making a safe foam and used plant-based products in order to do that. So the likelihood of, you know, another 20 years down the road, one of those other chemicals that might have been used as a replacement for PFAS, who knows what we can find out later that could actually be harmful as well.
Some departments are already experimenting with soybean-based fire suppressants, including the Menominee and Elk Mound fire districts, according to testimony at the state capitol, where a bill would let fire departments be reimbursed for purchasing the foam under a state grant program. Both Turner and Garley testified in support of that bill. Garley says he expects to testify on the bill again before the Wisconsin State Assembly in mid-December. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez was in Eau Claire on Wednesday visiting Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council and Hope Gospel Mission's new Day Resource Center. Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez spoke with local officials about some of the services the Day Resource Center will provide for area residents, as well as some of the ways the state is working to support the unhoused population. She also expressed concerns about changes to federal funding for programs seeking to help unhoused individuals find affordable housing and connect with other services. The new Day Resource Center at One Better Way in downtown Eau Claire is scheduled to open by the end of the year, replacing the services lost by the Community Haven House. In addition to providing unhoused individuals in the area with a place to escape the cold, take a shower, and do laundry, organization officials will also help connect them with other services that can help, like housing assistance programs, to help them get back on their feet for good. Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez also highlighted the importance of investing in affordable housing across the state. Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss prevented another vote on expanding postpartum Medicaid coverage for mothers this week. The proposed legislation would extend Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers from 60 days to 1 year after giving birth, making it easier for them to access critical health care services. The legislation has strong bipartisan support, with enough state representatives signed on as co-authors to essentially guarantee its passage. Assembly Speaker Voss is not among the Republicans who support the bill and has so far prevented it from being brought to the floor for a full assembly vote. On Wednesday, Democrats in the state assembly attempted to use a petition to force a vote during the final session of the year. Instead, Assembly Speaker Voss moved the bill back to a committee, preventing that vote from going forward. State Representative Greta Neubauer called the move a blatant effort by the speaker to prevent the bill from getting a vote. Arkansas is the only other state that has not passed a similar postpartum Medicaid expansion bill. The Wisconsin State Assembly unanimously approved legislation this week seeking to create a new grant program to aid homeless veterans following the closure of Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls and a similar facility in Green Bay. According to a press release, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs awards organizations that aid homeless veterans with up to $83 per day per veteran housed. The proposed bill would create a state grant program to provide those organizations with an additional $25 per day per veteran housed, with up to $1.9 million of available grant funding. Health experts are reminding residents to take precautions against respiratory illnesses as the holiday season gets underway. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say flu activity is still fairly low, but with many people planning to travel for Thanksgiving and spending more time indoors, those numbers could begin to spike quickly. Residents should make sure they're up to date on vaccinations against things like the flu and COVID-19, wash their hands regularly, and stay home if they're sick to help protect against further spread of respiratory viruses. The Chippewa Valley Veterans Tribute Foundation is calling for community support as the organization works to raise money for a new memorial honoring women who served in the military. Officials say they're planning to place the Women Veterans Memorial in River Prairie Park along the Veterans Tribute Trail as one of 14 memorial stops. They're hoping to raise between $150,000 and $200,000 in total for the project, and donations can be made on the Chippewa Valley Veterans Tribute Foundation website. With the gun deer hunt season getting underway this weekend, hunters should remember to keep an eye out for black bear dens. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is updating its black bear litter and diet survey to generate new bear population estimates in each management zone. Hunters can help with that survey by reporting any black bear dens they find. If you do come across a black bear den, you should keep your distance, note its location, take pictures if possible, and avoid disturbing any bears in the area. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
An NFC North showdown awaits the Packers this Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Quarterback Jordan Love on the importance of these late season games.
Definitely. I think you look at the teams in our division, everybody's in it. You know, everybody's kind of got similar records. And obviously, like you said, we'll be playing everybody here at the back half. So definitely some games we're going to have to go out there and win. But like you said, you know, the NFC North is wide open. And we got to take advantage of these games, go out there and go win it. But yeah, it's an interesting schedule.
It was the opening week of the season the last time the Packers played an NFC North opponent. They'll play five in seven games the rest of the season. Jordan Love on the quirky schedule.
Definitely. Yeah, it's been a weird schedule for us, you know, playing obviously week one division game and now I don't even know what week it is, 12, yeah, and it's been a long time, so it's felt weird, and obviously we'll have, you know, a couple back-to-back right now, so I'm definitely a stretch that we'll have to, you know, take advantage of.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Also, the Packers game against the Bears on December 7 was flexed from noon to 3:25 in the afternoon. The Bucks lost in overtime to the 76ers last night, 123-114. Coach Doc Rivers said that they have to play better even without Giannis.
When the ball stuck, we didn't score. When a play broke down and we moved it and kept moving it, we got whatever we wanted all night. And I couldn't, you implore them. We worked on that for 2 days because you anticipate things breaking down, you know, not having Giannis.
Milwaukee plays red-hot Detroit tomorrow night at 7 p.m. College sports, Wisconsin football gets Illinois tomorrow night with a 6 p.m. kickoff. Meanwhile, men's hoops is at BYU this evening to take on the 9th-ranked Cougars. Today is the final day of the state high school football championships with divisions 3-1 in action. Winning titles yesterday were Kenosha St. Joseph, Darlington, Mayville, and Winneconne. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find more information on the matchups at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
We have some really nice weather on the way as we head into the weekend. Today, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low dropping into the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and even warmer with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.